Jared, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, brother.
I think the last time we talked was Country Strong. What a fun movie that was.
Goodness gracious, yeah. It's been quite some time.
And now you're in Absence of Eden, which is such a gritty film, and your character Shep is, man, I mean, he's got issues. He's got this must have been an actor's playground to take him on.
Well, it is. It was first and foremost. I mean, working with our wonderful director Marco and Zoe Saldana. They've been dear friends for a long time. So to get to collaborate with them on this first and foremost was a dream. Ship, yeah, my character. He's complex. He's not had it the easiest. He's finally finding his footing in life. He's got a job. He's got a purpose. Unfortunately, his job deals with some very harsh decisions at times.
He's got an incredible moral compass, though.
Yeah, it's yeah. He's really. Without spoiling it, you come to find he's got a slight conscience.
And you play that so well. I mean, yeah, again, we don't want to spoil anything in this, but do you enjoy roles that are more athletic than, maybe a lawyer or something like that, you don't get to move as much.
Oh, maybe I just choose characters who don't have to make so many logical decisions. Is that what you're saying? It's not, look, I don't know. I've always gravitated towards characters that are going through a little something. For me, it's that's real life. That's humanity for me. And for some reason, I'd like to think I got a little something to offer in that arena. That feels real and poetic to me. This character, he's a guy that's dealing with some sort of tug of war between the land, love, and law. You get to see how he chooses according to that.
Yeah, I think that's just a brilliant, way of putting his character. Zoe, as a scene partner, how is that? I mean, she must be wonderful to work with.
She is wonderful. She's an incredible actress. She's insanely dedicated. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful person. I've known her for a long time. I mean, many years. Same with Marco. We've been dear friends, all of us. So when Marco approached about doing this, I was honored. I was excited. I wanted to go work with pals, with fellow artists, who just wanted to go and play and collaborate and create. And so you get three of us together in a room or on set, and we're like kids in a candy shop. You give us a DP and we get to, it's a dream. You hope these opportunities come around once in a while. It's a revitalizer. It's a, it's a gift.
It is a gift, and it's a gift to us as the audience as well to watch you guys perform and do what you do. I appreciate your time this morning, Garrett. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, brother. Likewise.
Bye-bye. You take care.
Yes.